much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
And now, without further ado, because I know Bean is anxious to kayak back to his animal sex fortress, please welcome the legendary, the unstoppable, Kevin and Bean.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Those little guys are cute and cuddly looking. The beavers I've seen are bigger.
And
they don't look as friendly. So I don't know. Maybe I've seen my beavers in the wrong place. Moving on.
Yeah, it's weather time. Yeah, this afternoon, not too bad. Temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Let's go to the maps. There we go.
I can't see him.
Anyway, well, today and now.
Well, new year, new you. What should I put up my butt?
Our feature presentation.
I mean, that is what everybody was asking at the time. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday morning, the 28th of March. How are you?
I mean,
you alive?
Kicked off the show with some Third Eye Blind.
Right? That's how you do
if
it.
If that doesn't wake you up.
It's a kick in the ass right
there.
Yeah. How do you feel? You all right?
Good. Yeah.
The black mold death is gone?
I don't know if
black
it's
mold
black
death.
Mold.
Oh, sorry.
I love that remix. No. I don't know what it is, but I did Google, and I tweeted it as well, where is all this snot coming from? Because I don't understand how you blow your nose, and then within 8 seconds, it's like, do it again.
I've never understood that either, along with other bodily functions. Like, how is it possible that it keeps producing that much that you have to blow your nose every 8 seconds?
Yeah,
where is that
bizarre.
Coming from?
I don't know, but apparently...
You can blow your nose and the weight of your body will come out during the course of a day. How does that happen?
We can produce as much as 1.5 quarts of mucus a day, but sorry.
Do we want to hear this?
No.
I don't think so either.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Most of it we
Science.
Swallow.
Most of it we swallow?
Yeah. Sorry. I did a deep dive into mucus because I'm like, I don't understand. It's gross. I don't. Everything's fine, though.
Glad to hear.
Yeah.
You don't watch Vanderpump Rules, do you?
I don't. I'm a grown adult.
I didn't even know what this was.
Yeah.
Until I saw a clip, and then I had to do a little research, and I guess it's a spinoff of The Real Housewives, which I also don't watch.
It's the restaurant lady, right?
It's Lisa Vanderpump. They have a West Hollywood, California restaurant called Sir, and they run the restaurant. I guess this is a behind-the-scenes look at whatever's going on. So they go on a road trip and in Mexico to celebrate a birthday. And in Monday's episode, Lala and Shiana share a hotel room during the group's trip to Mexico. And Shiana learns something quirky about Lala's nighttime routine.
Okay.
The first thing that you see is Lala getting out a bottle, a baby bottle.
Okay.
With the nipple on the end of it.
Right, like a baby bottle.
Which is what I just said.
Sure.
So why further clarify?
You want to say nipple.
I think so.
It's weird.
So she's putting a mixture of milk and honey in it.
Okay.
And then she goes to bed and she drinks it like a baby.
The bottle was for her.
Yes. It was her nighttime routine.
Okay.
So here's a little bit of the beginning of that when Shiana's trying to figure out what is happening right now.
What are you doing? You're taking forever.
I'm making my bub.
What?
My bubba.
I'm making my bub, my bubba. That's what she calls it, her bottle.
Oh.
Because babies sometimes say words like that.
Yeah.
So she calls it her bubba. So that's a thing that's happening.
All right.
In real life and then being transported out to the world on TV.
Okay. So am I to assume now that bubbas are flying off the shelves? Because that seems to be how things go.
I didn't take it that far, but I assume that would probably happen.
Wow.
I assume so. So now they interview Shiana about things, and she says she has a bedtime routine, but it's not the same, and hers is more important.
Look, I bring a stuffed frog with me everywhere, but that frog has very special meaning to me, and I snuggle that every single night, but I don't know any grown women who suck a baba to go to bedtime.
I mean, that is odd.
It is, yeah.
But isn't the frog stuffed animal also a little odd for an adult?
I think some people need something just to kind of like hug and cuddle with to fall asleep.
Okay.
I find it less odd than a baba.
Yeah, well, yes, definitely.
But again, how old are these women?
I don't know. Maybe early 30s? I don't know.
Hmm.
I only saw the clip. I don't watch the show, nor do I want to.
Interesting.
Dave chimes in immediately. Vanderpump Rules airs Mondays at 9 p.m. on Bravo.
Thanks, Dave. That's
Dave
helpful.
Watches that show, I assume,
of course.
Full time.
Of course.
Dave, if we're getting anything wrong, come in and correct us. But as far as I did a not a deep dive, kind of a real shallow dive.
Well, her name is Sheena, not Shiana.
Okay, great. Sheena.
All right. Lala's a host at Sir Restaurant, yeah, and Sheena used to work there, but she doesn't work there anymore.
Okay, good. All right. So then it continues.
Turn on my favorite show. And then I prop it up like this.
So she makes the baba, and then she turns on her favorite show, and then she puts a blanket over her chest, and she rests the bottle, the baby bottle, on top of the blanket that she can suck on the bottle without hands.
Oh, my.
That is her nighttime routine.
Okay.
Why? Why would she do that?
I assume it calms her down, maybe gets her ready for sleep.
Spot on. Calms her down.
I'm on a very low dose of my anti-anxiety medication. So when I do feel like my heart's beating a little fast, I need my bubba and a little warm milk and honey in it. It soothes me like I'm a baby.
Good night. I love you.
All right. She went from a baba to a bubba. First of all, we
make
need
up
clarification.
Your mind.
Which one is it, if it's that important to you? Let's stick with the name.
And Dave, you watch this show. This is something that you turn on and view.
I love it.
Huh.
And you love it.
Love it.
Okay. Well,
explain yourself.
It's a bunch of hot chicks getting into arguments all the time, and it's fun.
That doesn't sound fun.
Yeah.
Reality TV,
what are you,
bro.
Insane? Yeah, reality TV, bro, indeed. So Baba's the new thing. Baba or Bubba, I don't know.
Either one.
I think either one is usable because she did. So that's the thing that exists, everyone.
All right.
Just wanted to bring that to your attention.
Thank you so much.
If you have problems with anxiety, maybe try a Baba, Bubba, whichever one it is. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Kevin. Shut up!
So, we found a statistic that March is one of the months that people break up with each other most.
Huh.
I'm not positive why. We were trying to guess yesterday in the office, but we think it's because once you hit Thanksgiving, you're sort of stuck.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing family stuff, so you go to Thanksgiving, you go to Christmas.
All right.
And then, I mean, do you break up before Valentine's Day?
Yeah, you don't want to be a dick.
So it's kind of Thanksgiving through Valentine's Day is what we were guessing.
You know what my theory is?
What's that?
We're getting close to sundress weather, right?
So
dudes are like, I need to get rid of this chick because
I was thinking chicks need to say, I need to get rid of this dude.
Yeah, that was the second part of
it.
I need to get rid of this chick because the ladies are going to start donning those sundresses. And then ladies are like, I got to get rid of this dude. Sundress weather.
So we're calling it March Sadness. And we're going to take bad breakup stories. One of which Brad Williams told us yesterday. And it's, I mean, you don't want to find out on a TV show that you're broken up. And that was what happened to him.
Oh.
She had gone and taped a TV show and then come back.
Uh-huh.
And they were still a couple.
Oh, man.
Then they watched the show where she slept with another guy.
Oh, no.
That's not what you want.
That happened to Minnie Driver, too. She found out watching Oprah that Matt Damon had broken up with her. Do you remember that?
No, of course not.
Oh, it's the worst. I felt so sad for her.
We're going to tell you a story of a teacher that became a dominatrix. And her submissive Fluffy. Not Gabriel Iglesias.
Huh?
But she calls him Fluffy.
Okay.
His nickname.
And it's not a student or anything.
No.
It's, okay.
No. She quit teaching because she wanted to get into this.
All right.
And she's a dominatrix now, and she has a boyfriend.
All right.
So we're going to hear again from a lot of people going, she has a boyfriend and I don't. But this is a fascinating story. New edition of People Are Dumb on the program today. We have an emotional support goat.
What's happening?
Mug Splains Passover.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
And we've got your tickets right up front for April Foolishness in the goodie bag section. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with fan songs. Foolishness fan songs. So if you want to start working on that now, you can do that. It's in the 8 o'clock hour. And don't forget to go to krock.com to vote for the April Foolishness opening act. We're going to announce that on Saturday night, and that person's going to open the show. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 5:56. Sally McKay is here with a look at what's happening.
I didn't buy a lottery ticket.
I did.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How'd it go?
Not well.
No, because there was, again, no winner.
Correct.
You guys, this is insane. Mega Millions is up to $502 million. That's a $301 million cash value. I imagine Friday night's drawing is going to be even bigger than that because people are going to be like, wait, hold on. People that haven't been paying attention.
Right, now that it's hit half a billion?
Half a billion?
Yeah.
This is nuts.
It is.
Why aren't people winning? I need to understand.
I think the odds aren't very good.
No?
No, I think the odds are pretty bad.
You would think the odds would go up.
Here's my
with
question.
More people buying tickets.
Here's my question, though. It was up to 447, I want to say. Mm-hmm. Now it's only 502. It only goes up by 50 million.
That means 50 million more people bought tickets. Or less.
I'm not positive that that's the answer. But it seems like it should be going up by a greater amount.
A lot more.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, not double, but certainly 30 to 50%.
How mad are we making people in their car
a
right
lot,
now?
A lot, very. The people that understand it are super angry at
us.
Yeah.
Because it really wouldn't be 50 million more people buying tickets.
No, it wouldn't. Mm-mm. No.
No.
That was straight faults.
Yes, that was fake news, and I understand it. But, I mean, that's an incredible amount of money.
Yeah. It's a little disheartening in that no numbers hit. I bought five tickets, mm-hmm. and on those five tickets, I didn't connect with one of the numbers on any of them.
Huh.
So if the number was a three, I didn't have that on any of my five tickets.
So if you had a three,
then
it
I would
wasn't
have,
on any of them.
That's what I'm saying, yes.
Got it.
Clarifying, thank you.
Well.
I didn't connect with a single number.
Yeah.
And I was planning on winning it.
Right.
So what am I supposed to do?
Not even getting one.
Right.
And even if you do get one, you didn't win anything.
No, nothing.
No.
I think.
Well, should we have someone from the Mega Millions on?
Haven't we tried this before?
Well, we've tried it with the layman.
I guess we could.
I guess we could.
Because when we open up the phones, we have people call in who act like they know and they understand math
and
much
the
more than we do.
And then the next caller calls in and says, that person's not right.
Right, that person's crazy. And then
then we have teachers.
Yes. And then they explain it to us. And then another teacher calls and says, that person wasn't right.
I teach statistics in college. And then someone will call and be like, I failed statistics and that dude's wrong. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
But let me just tell you, Friday night's drawing.
Right.
You could take away over $300 million cash value. Good night, Irene.
I think that'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
And why good night, Irene?
Not sure. I think that song's from like the 20s.
Okay.
Yeah, that was bizarre. Someone that hit the lottery, remember the hot felon, Jeremy Meeks? He was a felon that people saw his mugshot.
Yeah.
They're like, hey. No.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
The hot felon.
He was like the rage because he was such a babe.
Right.
And people were like, ooh, hot felon. He apparently was in jail because of a possession of firearm situation, a little grand theft. That's what he was serving time for. He gets out of jail, gets a modeling contract. So now he's modeling because he's hot felon.
Right.
And then he meets a woman named Chloe Green. They start having a relationship, but oops, sorry, hot felon, you forgot you were married. Hot felon was married.
Oh.
Now he's divorced, whatever. But this Chloe Green, she's the heiress to the Topshop chain, which is clothing,
mm-hmm.
billion dollar industry.
Right.
She's now pregnant with hot felon's baby.
Oh, little hot felon.
Little hot felon. So hot felon Jeremy Meeks, he won the lottery is what I'm saying. he is going to protect that baby mama at all costs. Good Lord. I mean, what a trajectory.
Yeah.
Like, in jail, get out, model, trade up, question mark,
yep,
from his wife and children that you leave behind. It's just, it's insane.
Yeah. I mean, it's, the odds are against that as well, hitting the DNA lottery.
Yes. I don't know the odds of that.
None of us would be called hot felons, I'll tell you that.
No. No.
Some of us, you before the rest of us, honestly, I'd be pretty far down there.
Would you?
I don't think I'd be hot felon.
All right. Would you have the little teardrop tattoo, though?
Probably.
For sure. All right. Some birthdays for you. We've got Vince Vaughn, Julia Stiles, Nick Frost, Reba McEntire, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga!
Indeed. And Raiders quarterback Derek Carr. Just spelled with one R, apparently, on this. And that's what's happening.
Don't forget, K-Rock Wheels Up 2018. Destination number 4 is Rise Against in Moscow.
What?
That's where everybody wants to go right now. Listen to K-Rock at 9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. for your chance to win. You will win tickets to see Rise Against with AFI and Anti-Flag at Five Points Amphitheater September 30th. And you'll qualify to see them in Moscow, Russia, June 12th. So good luck with that.
Yeah.
So Monday night, I woke up in the middle of the night and remembered that my driver's license expires Thursday, tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Yes. And not only that, I've been told that I have to take the written test.
No.
Yes. So that was Monday night. So yesterday you were out sick and Brad Williams was in.
Right.
And I had Brad run by some questions by me to see how I would do taking the test.
Oh, God, I would fail.
Right?
Yes.
Now, when you first take it, you can miss like 7 or 8.
Okay.
When you take it now, you can miss 3. That's it.
Did 3. You have like a little booklet to study or anything?
There are apps. Oh. I downloaded 3 different apps in the middle of
okay.
the night.
Oh, man.
And they had like sample questions and everything.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it helped a thousandfold.
Really?
Like, you just go through and you go, okay, I didn't know that. All right, I forgot. How far do you turn on your signal before you have to turn? It's 100 feet. Like, it's some stuff that they sort of just make up.
Yeah.
And you sort of have to know what their rules are. So, I mean, I studied, but Brad Gate did give me a quiz on yesterday morning's Kevin and Bean show at 9 a.m., and this was how that went.
So, the first question. If your vehicle starts to lose traction because of water on the road, you should A, drive it at constant speed to gain better traction, B, apply the brakes firmly to prevent your vehicle from sliding, or C, slow down gradually and not apply the brakes.
See, this is where they get you, because you either keep going the same speed, that's sort of right. You don't hit the brakes, I know that.
Okay.
But I think you slow down gradually without hitting the brakes.
That would be C.
That would be C.
All right.
But you're not going to tell me if it's right or wrong?
Not to the end.
Oh,
not
come
yet.
On.
Tell you if you pass or fail.
All right.
Question number 2.
Allie, keep track of these for yourself, would you? I want you to answer them along with me.
Okay.
So you put C. You put a hand motion up for C,
yeah,
so write that
C.
one down.
Okay. Right.
Question number 2. You
yep.
must yield to a pedestrian using a white cane or guide dog. A, only when the guide dog is leading the person across the street. B, at all times. Or C, only if a crossing guard is present.
At all times. That's an easy one.
That's
an easy one.
That's an interesting answer, Kevin. Number 3, you must obey instructions from school crossing guards. A, at all times. B, only during school hours. Or C, unless you do not see any children present.
At all times. That's another easy one.
That's very, okay.
Oh, stop it.
<That's you. laughs>
Stop it.
We got one more question. You enter a designated turn lane to make a left turn
yes.
at an upcoming intersection. There is oncoming traffic.
Mm-hmm.
You should A, move to the left of the center lane, B, signal before you arrive at the intersection, or C, turn your front wheels to the left to be prepared to turn.
Signal. Easy. I got all those right. I'm a genius, right?
I
got all of them right.
Do the tallies up here, carry the 4.
Did you agree with all of my answers?
I didn't even understand the last question.
If you're going to turn left at an intersection,
uh-huh.
you should...
You put on your signal.
Yeah, that was my answer.
And then inch out, and then honk if someone's
I don't
like
think
not
that was part of
far
it.
Enough out.
He didn't
Who
give you that
losers?
Option. Those losers really annoy me, too.
Yeah.
You got...
All of them right.
God help me, you got all of them right.
Yes!
Come on. Got
yes.
all of them right. So then I have to go take my test.
Uh-huh.
So I go home from work.
Okay.
And I go through my app some more. And I learn a lot of those for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I see questions that I never have thought of before. They've changed it up a little bit. Some of them are a little tricky where two answers are right, one answer is more right.
Rude.
And that's annoying, that kind of test taking. So I go down to the DMV, and Christine texts me like waiting times at all the different places. So I go to one of the places that doesn't have much waiting, and I wait for about 15 minutes, and then they call me up, and I have to fill out all the information. And did you know, first of all, that you have to get – do you know what a real ID is?
Yeah. I actually just got a new ID, 6 months ago? I just went through this.
You did?
Yeah, got a new ID.
I didn't know that you had to. But by 2020, you will have to have a real ID, or you can't fly domestically. You can't fly from here to Vegas without your passport.
Yeah.
You have to have it by then. I didn't know that.
Right.
So I go down, and they tell me to take the test, and I go and I take the test. I'm just thinking to myself, oh, it's only 18 questions.
Okay.
Not terrible, but I can only miss three.
Oof.
And my license expires tomorrow. So that sucks.
Yeah.
So I sit there and I read them and I reread them just to make sure that I'm not speeding through it. And I put in the answer on the computer, and then it tallies them up. And then at the end of it, it says, congratulations, you passed.
Nice.
It doesn't tell you what the grade is, though. So I walk up to the woman who's sitting there and I say, how did I do? And she said, 18 out of 18.
What?
Genius. But don't be the guy in front of me. The guy in front of me made me wait for my results because he was saying, how many did I get wrong? And she said, two, you passed. Mm-hmm. And he said, which ones?
No, sir.
Don't be that
guy. Come
on. And she said, sir, you passed.
Right. We
and
got
he
people
said,
behind you, sir.
I really want to understand. And I said, I think a perfect score coming through. So get out of the way. So Sunday is Easter. That means Friday is Passover. Mm-hmm. And I have a strange question for Muggs, who's going to explain things to us. Every once in a while, we have to bring in an expert.
Mm-hmm.
And Muggs, unfortunately, is the best person that we have on staff to explain Passover and everything else Jewish.
Mm-hmm. You guys have gone with the right person, I think.
Beer Mug is really lame. Beer Mug has no brain. That's what we used to think, but now. Also, a pretty good dancer has the cure for cancer. Beer Mug, come in light. Beer Mug, explains things. Beer Mug, explains things. Beer Mug, explains things. We are dum-dums. Come on and tell us how it is, because you are such a whiz. It's time for Beer Mug, explains things.
So, Mugs.
Yes, sir.
My first question for you is, what does the Jewish faith say about tattoos like you have on your foot?
Not good. They not really big fans of tattoos. However,
and what are the restrictions on tattoos after you pass away?
Well, old law said that you couldn't be buried in a you could not be buried in a Jewish cemetery. Mm-hmm. But with modern times, the rules for half-assed Jews like myself have become very lax, and they're starting to allow
they are
tattoos.
Do they refer to you as half-assed
yes.
Jews? Okay,
mm-hmm.
All right. Tell me about Passover.
Passover happens every spring, right around Easter. It's like the Jewish Easter.
I like that he brings up Easter.
Yeah. Right around Easter.
Right
it's
around
somewhere within like 3-4 weeks of Easter.
Yeah. It's
Isn't it the Friday before the Sunday that's Easter?
Usually, yeah. Sometimes, and it usually lasts 7 days. Always.
I mean, it always is, but go ahead.
Usually.
You're on a roll, so go ahead.
So, yeah, it's like the Jewish Easter. I like to call it G-ster.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, all right.
I just made that up. All right, go ahead.
And it celebrates the book of Exodus.
Okay.
When the Israelites were freed from slavery in Egypt in about 1300 BCE.
Movement of the people.
Movement of Jah people, as Bob Marley said.
By the way, Muggs doesn't have all that information. He actually has a whole printout in front of him.
What?
Yeah.
Printout? No,
he went to
all...
He went to Wikipedia.
Okay.
I don't know what you mean, Kevin. This is all coming from upstairs
to
in
find
my head.
Out exactly what's going on. What's kosher and not kosher?
Well, during Passover, the main thing that you want to stay away from that you have to is anything with leavening products in breads, leavened oats, barley, wheat. You have to get rid of all that from your house before Passover begins.
You have to get it out of your house.
The really strict Orthodox Jews have to get it out of their house. Me, not so much.
Because half-assed.
Because exactly, half-assed. So they like to get rid of it. They have ceremonies in some cases in which they burn it.
Oh.
They burn all the leavened oats, wheat, barley, etc.
Why is that?
Well, they like to it's according to the story of when the Israelites were leaving Egypt, they didn't have time for their bread to rise.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't they just had to start the process and book out. And by the time they left, by the time Moses led them out, the bread wasn't risen. There was it essentially didn't have time to rise. So that's why.
So if you fail, don't you get back on the horse? What's
no,
happening
that's
here?
Why you eat matzah. Matzah mm-hmm. is unleavened bread.
Okay.
And for 8 days, you have to stay away from anything with leavening products in it.
All right. How about this story? This is a weird story, and this is why we need clarification. A rabbi has said meat from a cloned pig could be kosher for Jews to eat.
Yeah.
Meat from a cloned pig.
Well, see, now, when we talk about stuff being kosher, it's about a couple things. One, it's the type of animal it is.
Right.
For instance, they do not see pork as kosher because they see that pork, a pig is an animal that kind of breeds in its own feces and stuff like
it's
that.
It's a filthy animal.
It's a filthy animal. Also, like with like shellfish and like lobsters and
okay,
and,
forget
and,
that. Let's talk about the pigs. So a cloned pig, wouldn't be the problem with that pig, would it? Unless it grew up with the other pigs.
Unless it grew up with the other pigs, and I also know that the process of how food is prepared is also falls under what is kosher and what's not. So maybe how this pig was raised was under kosher standards to many.
This a rabbi says with milk. It seems like a long way to go to eat ham.
And that's the other thing. You're not supposed to – many Orthodox Jews, they do not mix their milk with their meat. That is not kosher. That is considered not kosher.
Don't mix milk with meat.
Milk.
Buying any of this?
Yeah, no, this is all real.
Here's the thing about Muggs, though, is he sounds super confident.
Yeah.
And he can be accurate,
mm-hmm.
but we don't know when.
Right.
So right now he could be way off, or he could be 100%.
Muggs, is Passover when you do the Seder?
That is correct, Allie. I'm glad you brought that up. The Seder, or...
He's been studying all night.
The Seder, or the Order, as it's called, you read from the Haggadah, which is technically a book of... There's like 15 steps mm-hmm. in order. And the 11th step is my favorite. That's where you get to the food.
Okay.
That's where you get to the food.
So you skip right to 11?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you tell the story about the Israelites leaving leaving Egypt and escaping slavery.
All right. Let's take one question. We're just running out of time, but we do have time for Brandon's question in Glendora. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Good. Thank you.
So does that mean no brew? No beer?
If it doesn't have leavening in it, I'm saying good to go. Drink up. I don't know if beer has leavening in it though. So I know it has wheat and oats, but yeah, it
Maybe
does. You're right.
Vodka doesn't.
What was that, Brennan?
Maybe vodka doesn't.
Yeah, vodka is potato based. So
this is where Muggs is way off base.
No,
right
but
now.
I think you know what I'm thinking. Beer
You're
is not.
It up.
I'm thinking beer is not. That's a good question, Brennan, because it does have bar. It's made with barley, so.
So you're reversing what you just
yes,
said.
Yes, let's go ahead. Let's the call on the field is reversed.
Okay.
Good Lord.
All right, good work.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Beer Mud explains things.
Coming up later on this morning, we've got your tickets in the goodie bag section for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness, which is this Saturday night. That's right up front. You get the VIP pre-party. You get a T-shirt. You get a $100 Uber card. You get all that, and we're going to do that for fan songs. So you come up with an original or a parody song and tell us why you need to be there, and we'll do that in the 8 o'clock hour. See, now we talk about service animals all the time and people who bring them on planes and everywhere they go.
Well, those are, comfort animals, right?
I mean, most of the time they turn out just to be people who want to travel with their animals, right?
Yeah, because there's a huge difference between a service animal and just somebody that needs to be comforted by a bunny.
And in my opinion, the other 80% of people who just want to bring their pets.
Yeah.
Because they like their dog or their cat.
For sure.
I would assume that most people are cheating that way just because they want to bring their pet with them. Well, in Detroit, a guy got on a bus with his service goat. He had a goat. Now, I can understand a dog or a cat because they're at least the size of them is manageable.
Mm-hmm.
But on a bus with a bunch of other people with a goat? Have you ever been near a goat?
Yeah.
They poop a lot.
They little pellets just shooting right out of their butt.
Little BB poop. And they don't stop.
Mm-mm.
So I don't blame everybody else for sort of getting upset at this dude for bringing his support goat on a bus.
Yeah, and it's not like a little goat.
No, it's got it's horns and everything.
Straight up got horns. Yes. Wow.
Yes. And here's the story.
Some frustrated DDOT passengers when a man and his goat boarded a bus and refused to leave. The goat eventually got the boot, but its owner says it's not just a pet. The goat joins that growing list of unusual emotional support animals. Fox News' Dave Spencer talked to the goat's owner, who explains why he needs his four-legged friend.
You never know what you'll find aboard a bus in Detroit.
And I take the goat almost everywhere I go because he's my service animal.
And you never know how long a goat might hold you up.
Man, I gotta get home. Walking Dead coming on tonight, dog.
No! You do not get between a man and his Walking Dead. You do not. I don't care if you need the emotional support animal. When Walking Dead comes on, it's not waiting for this guy because the bus was late.
Right.
Right? That killed me.
Man, I gotta get home. Walking Dead coming on tonight, dog. Walking Dead coming on tonight, dog. You gotta get the goat off the bus.
Everybody else was complaining because they want to get back to their homes. Right. But I was also trying to get home as well.
That's Eric Brown describing what happened around 8 Sunday night when he and his goat named Deer tried to catch a bus on Woodward.
I get on.
Does it change your mind that he named his goat Deer?
What's the spelling?
D-E-E-R.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Stop it.
On the bus, and the bus like, what are you doing here? You can't have a goat on the bus.
The encounter captured on a cell phone and shared with Fox 2. Eric says his goat is his service animal, which helps him after he suffered a traumatic brain injury as a child.
Sometimes it makes it easier for me to communicate.
But the state of Michigan has specific laws separating a service animal from a therapy or support animal.
How does a goat help him communicate, would you guess?
Yeah.
How does that?
Here's the thing. That's... If it was a legit service animal, a dog that has gone through extensive training.
Right.
Then I can understand it being able to give people cues, that type of thing.
For conversation?
Not conversation, but helping him communicate like he's leading the way.
Oh, I see.
He's
okay.
Doing different things. But this is not a service animal.
Right.
You need to stop saying service animal.
It's a this service is a, goat.
This is a comfort animal. You like having your goat near you. Period.
Stop it.
And the Detroit Department of Transportation follows those guidelines.
They have service animals as dogs, and dogs that can do specific things for the actual individual that has a disability.
Now, it sounds to me like it's only dogs.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
So there's no cat, there's no bird,
no,
and all the other things.
Never, I don't think there ever has been.
But people always try to bring on their pets and just say, oh, emotional support.
Well, that's emotional support. That's not a service.
Oh, service, right.
Yeah,
okay, so that's the difference.
Totally different,
okay.
Yeah.
In other words, providing a service. They
must providing a service for that individual.
Right. Here at the Detroit Department of Transportation, they've seen the same cell phone video of Eric on board the bus with his goat. They say the driver of the bus did everything right. As for those papers that Eric referred to, they are from the U.S. Department of Housing and refer specifically to living arrangements.
Oh, you son of a bitch. It was just for your house. It was never for the bus. It
Walking
wasn't
Dead.
For the bus. Walking Dead's coming on, man.
Eric says he wasn't trying to bother anyone Sunday night, so he and his goat eventually got off the bus and walked the 4 miles home.
Thank you, homeboy.
Okay, very happy.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, man. Walking Dead, appreciate it. God bless.
Ironically, he says this all could have been avoided if he could find a mechanic to fix his own ride, which just happens to be a bus.
Okay.
What?
He has a bus.
Okay.
That's broken down.
All right.
So he tries to take his goat on a public bus.
Uh huh.
And then he goes on to talk about his bus.
And they all said, we don't work on buses.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And I don't really have the money to get it fixed.
DDOT says in the future, anyone with questions about the eligibility of their service animal can give them a call ahead of time. In Detroit, Dave Spencer, Fox 2 News.
Stop it.
Right?
I mean,
stop it.
And I gotta get home. Walking Dead coming on tonight, dog.
106.7 K Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, talking about a teacher, grade school teacher, who dropped out to become a dominatrix.
Sure.
That's where her passion lie. So she left and she became a dominatrix, like they do.
Yeah, follow your heart.
Right. 6:52. Time for what's happening. Here's Allie.
Possibly chains.
Sure.
I don't know what
whips
you're into.
And chains.
Whatever.
Yeah.
One of those things with like a feather on the end.
So they tickle you?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you had a riding crop, is that one of those little whip things? Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Feather duster.
I mean, honestly.
Get some cleaning in.
I think back to my grade school teachers.
Uh-huh.
No.
Not
no,
a one.
No.
I don't know.
No, they were all 80.
Well, kinks don't stop at 80.
That's true.
What's happening? That is just disgusting, people. Let's talk about something great.
All right.
Today is the day of giving. What is that? Well, during the whole month of March, people are invited to come into their local Jersey Mike's restaurant and make a charity donation to different charities that they do, from hospitals, youth organizations, food banks. And then it all culminates today. It's the day of giving. So you go into your local Jersey Mike's and 100% of the proceeds are going to go to their charity. Well, here in SoCal, Jersey Mike Subs is working with Operation Gratitude, and they send care packages filled with homemade items, snacks, letters of appreciation, entertainment, that type of thing, to the troops, first responders, veterans, military families. And last year's month of giving raised more than $5.5 million
wow.
for local charities nationwide. So they want to beat that this year. So if you are hungry today, head on into Jersey Mike's, because you're going to have a delicious sub and you're going to be giving back to Operation Gratitude. Again, 100% of the sale proceeds at Jersey Mike Subs in the LA area going to Operation Gratitude
Yay!
Today. Good stuff. Hey, have you been keeping up with this Steven Spielberg Carl's Jr. drama?
No. I didn't know there was a beef between the two.
Beef. Because it's Carl's Jr.
Right.
Here's what happened.
Oh,
so
here we go. It's on. Race war. Race war's on, everybody!
No.
It's going down! It's going down! Nope. Race war. Come on. Race war.
Not even a little bit of a race war. No. On Sunday, Carl's Jr. tweeted that they were going to be changing the name of its charbroiled sliders to Spielburgers in honor of the director and his upcoming film, Ready Player One.
Mm-hmm.
So they tweet that out, and then they sent somebody to Amblin Entertainment with a bunch of burgers, and they were quickly shooed away. And then they tweeted a note that they left on his car. Hey, Steven, let's talk Spielburgers ASAP, XOXO Carl's Jr. P.S. Pumped for Ready Player One. P.P.S. You the man. So Steven Spielberg has responded to what can only seem like targeted harassment, right?
What?
I don't know.
Hey there. It's recently come to my attention that Carl's Jr. wants to rename the charbroiled sliders Spielburgers, and they're pretty good, but I'm passing. Cease and desist. Can't do it. Sorry, guys.
So, no can do with the Spielburgers.
Why does he have a stick up his butt?
So then Carl's Jr. tweets, oh my God, Spielberg likes our charbroiled sliders. He's not down with Spielburgers, but we're fine with that. Hashtag sliders. Hashtag Ready Player One. And then Warner Brothers gets involved with tweeting, Carl's Jr. tweeting. Obviously, this is all a big tie-in, right?
Like a sponsor thing from the beginning?
Yes. Here's my favorite tweet, though, from a man named Matt Singer. Thank you, Steven Spielberg, for taking this principled stand against movie tie-in food. I mean, do you think Steven Spielberg is shooting that video like, this is where we're at now? I mean, back when I was doing, what, E.T.?
Uh-huh.
This crap. I didn't have to do this crap.
Indiana Jones, all that stuff.
Just had to make a great movie.
Yep.
And then be done with it.
Now they're naming a burger after me.
Now I'm walking down a hallway shooting a video about cease and desist on burger names. What?
Let's talk this through in the conference room. Let's talk this whole plan through. I have to be the bad guy. I have to say no cease and desist. I'm the only bad guy here.
Right. And you're watching that and you're like, what? Why's he got a stick up his butt?
Right.
But now that you know it's all fake, don't you feel bad?
Not really.
That he got wrangled into that?
Yeah, I mean, okay, I can see it from that angle, yeah.
Yeah, just weird.
Wasting his time. When are you going to shoot that video? Yeah, yeah, I'll get to it. Give me a second.
Right? And it wasn't even shot that good. I was like, Steven, come on. This is you.
You can do better.
You can. Really weird breaking news that Corey Feldman has been hospitalized. He says a total stranger... really on it with those.
A little slow.
Today. Yeah.
Tiny bit slow.
Yeah. A total stranger stabbed him in the abdomen and then escaped. Yeah.
Why did a total stranger stab in the abdomen?
It's all very odd. He says he was sitting in his car last night in the San Fernando Valley with a security guard when three men approached the car. He says while his security was distracted by the three guys, another car pulled up and an attacker jumped out, stabbed him, and then fled the scene. Corey rushed himself to the hospital, and that's when LAPD was informed of the attack. Cops are now investigating, but Corey thinks he knows who's responsible. He says he's been getting online threats from a group people refer to themselves as the Wolf Pack, and he has a reason to believe that it's all connected. What's happening?
None of what you just said is happening. There's no way he was there with a security guard.
It seems suspect.
Who got distracted to the point where three guys could run up in another car.
No, it was three guys distracted the security guard.
Oh, and then
another
car. Not buying it.
Yeah.
Not buying it for one second. He had a wound, a knife wound, and he knew he had to come up with a story because the police get notified, I would assume.
All right.
He's lying.
Did he stab himself, Kevin?
Very possibly.
Interesting.
Talking about Corey Feldman?
Yes.
Yeah.
You are turning into Conspiracy Alley.
He's
and I
a
like
straight
it.
Weirdo, though.
Or.
Nope. Weird.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Straight weirdo.
I will be following this story closely.
You won't.
And have more for you later.
And you will not.
Some birthdays for you. Actors Vince Vaughn, Julia Stiles, Nick Frost, Raiders quarterback Derek Carr, and singers Reba McEntire, and Lady Gaga! That's what's happening.
Would you lie with me and just forget the world?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:09. Chip loves Snow Patrol. That's what we've learned during that last song.
Now the wake.
Loves
Let's do this.
I mean, that's not necessarily the band that'll wake you up. Mm-hmm. It'll wake you up nicely, softly. What do you remember your grade school teachers, your kindergarten teacher?
Sure.
Hot?
Hot? No.
Youngish?
Youngish, yeah.
Mine was not. Mine was like 80.
Okay.
And that's why I have a hard time understanding Dahlia Rain, who is a, I don't know, she looks like she may be 28, 30.
Okay.
Maybe. And she was a kindergarten teacher, and she said, you know what, I'm really not so much into the straight-laced life, so I'm going to change my life, and I'm not going to be a teacher anymore, I'm going to divorce my husband, and I'm going to move into the world of dominatrix.
Wow.
It was a bold move.
That is a change.
So we'll go through the news report, and you can stop it whenever you want, because you will have many questions along the way, I assume, like I did.
Everybody comes into fetish at different times in their life.
All right. First of all, I'd like to point out the little nice, soft jazz.
Okay.
Most stories, they really come with a boom-sh, boom-sh, boom-sh.
This is setting the tone.
Right?
Okay.
Everybody comes into fetish at different times in their life. I did the normal housewife thing. There were things that were missing. I wanted some more excitement. And they were things that he didn't want.
After divorcing her husband and leaving her vanilla world behind, ex-kindergarten teacher Dahlia Rain found the fetish scene.
I just can't fathom for the life of me my kindergarten teacher finding the fetish scene.
I think you'd be surprised.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know. Mrs. Okay. Gangness?
Oh, I didn't know.
She's
her.
Not going okay, to, she's no. not finding fetish. I'm telling you that right now.
I started meeting more kinky people and going to fetish parties, hosting parties. And then it just became part of my life.
Through Dahlia's newfound kinky lifestyle and femdom profession, she met John at one of her many fetish parties.
So your boyfriend.
I was like, wow, this girl could really whip. Like, sure. She has the wrist action.
His first comment is, you know what I noticed? She can really whip.
Yeah, she can.
She's got the wrist action.
Okay.
That's not what you normally hear the first impression.
Mm-mm.
It was fun to watch her work.
Well, there's kind of many layers of our relationships. You know, it's much akin to a monarchy in a way. He's the king. And I'm his queen. I'm happily at his side, supporting him as my slaves support me.
Now, I'm going to play the next clip, and I'm going to ask you, don't you now want to have slaves? She has people do everything for her.
Okay.
I mean, she's sitting on a couch watching TV, make me some eggs.
All right.
It's awesome.
Okay.
We all need slaves like this.
Hurry up. Let's go.
My name is Fluffy, and I am Dahlia's slave.
His name is Fluffy.
Okay.
Not Gabriel Iglesias, just so you know. That's a different Fluffy.
Yeah, just a dude named Fluffy.
Just a young man named Fluffy.
Fluffy is one of Dahlia's many slaves and has been in her service for a year and a half.
I have lifestyle slaves who serve me 24/7.
Are my feet stinky?
I can call anyone.
Okay, are my feet stinky? She had her foot on his nose.
Okay.
And he was smelling.
Sure.
To give her an accurate answer.
Well, you need that.
At any point in the day. And I have slaves that are here that will come and bring my groceries, do cleaning, do laundry, things like that.
Wow.
I have pay pigs, so they're...
Now, let me tell you about pay pigs. You're going to want a pay pig.
Submissives who are mainly financially invested. They want to make sure I'm comfortable and happy all the time, so they send me gifts and buy me things and take me on trips.
I mean, come on!
And
no wonder John wants to be your girlfriend. He doesn't have to boyfriend. He doesn't have to do anything.
Right. He's not cleaning. He's
right.
not checking the foot odor. He is not paying.
He's not paying for anything.
But would that qualify as prostitution then? If she's getting paid, what is she giving them in return?
Not sex.
What?
You'll find out later in the story. No sex going on. All of these different...
I'm listening.
All of these different slaves are slaves of her aside from sex. There is no sex.
In the summertime, we spent a lot of time just lounging on the roof.
Boyfriend.
And then I said, oh, this would be so much better if we had champagne or watermelon. And, well, I can just call a slave and they can bring us champagne and watermelon.
Yeah.
How often does that happen when you go, you know what?
Often.
You know what hit the spot?
Right.
Champagne and watermelon.
Yeah. Well, when I'm on my roof, just relaxing. Absolutely.
Fluffy, can you make us some food?
Goddess, how many eggs do you want?
Two. Scrambled.
Goddess, how many eggs do you want?
Yes.
Don't you want a Fluffy?
Yes.
Right?
Well, her and I actually met at some fetish parties in New York City. We became really good friends first. Next thing you know, I ended up becoming her slave.
She does have a collar,
mm-hmm.
like a dog collar, and she has a, you know, she carries him around, basically.
Okay.
And he has to pretty much walk behind her at a certain pace, and there's
sure.
a lot of rules that Fluffy's got going on.
My desire being a slave is I like to make my goddess happy. Please, Dahlia, I do pretty much anything that she asks of me, even if it's just a matter of giving her a foot rub.
Or like 10 o'clock at night when I want cheesecake to be delivered, he'll order it for me. One of the things that I love so much about John is that he trusts me and he understands.
This is John, our boyfriend. The reason he trusts her and understands is because he's got slaves too.
Oh.
When he goes over to her house. I don't mean on his own. I'm saying
okay.
He doesn't live with her.
Yeah, he's slave adjacent.
Yes, and he goes to her house. And when he goes to her house, the slaves have to also do what he asks.
And by slaves, these are just her submissives,
that
right?
That are doing it because the kid said, I just want to make her happy.
Yeah.
I just want to make my goddess happy.
Okay.
Yeah.
The dynamics that I have.
Well, when I come to her house, I'm essentially in her kingdom. You know, she has the crown cabinet and...
She has a crown cabinet so that it's got like tiaras and a whole bunch of stuff
okay.
in there.
All right.
You know, her own dungeon, and so I don't really step in and yell at, you know, Fluff.
Dahlia rewards me in a lot of different ways, like the other night.
Okay, so
all
how
right,
do you think Dahlia rewards him? He's her slave, full-time slave.
You said there's no sex.
Right.
So he must be into being whipped.
Part of it.
Okay.
Part of it.
Maybe being told he's not a good person.
Part of it. But your guess for this particular reward, like the other night, he's going to say what he wanted and she let him do it.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
I wanted to sleep at the foot of her bed. So she's like, yeah. So it was great. Mm-hmm. I was very happy.
Curled up at my feet like a dog with the other dog.
Huh.
She let him sleep at the foot of her bed.
Okay.
That was a reward.
Yeah.
We all need a fluffy, don't we?
I don't want him at the foot of my bed, but making eggs and rubbing my feet?
Right?
Sure.
There's no sexual relationship at all.
Okay, now let me just say, there is no sexual relationship at all, she says. Mm-hmm. At the time, she's trying to put on a bustier and he's helping her?
Yeah.
So it's sex adjacent if it's not sex?
Yeah. Yeah, he's getting something out of this.
Yes.
For sure.
And she's mostly undressed at that point.
Okay.
But it's possible that she doesn't take it further. Of course it's possible.
Sure.
You might be able to zip in.
I'm sure zip in.
It's definitely sexual. Mm-hmm. But it's not sexual in a way that traditionally people would think. Right?
It's sexual, but there's no sex.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she's gorgeous. I mean, look
he
at her.
He just knows he doesn't deserve
but
this.
But actually,
right?
In our... Yes, God.
He just doesn't deserve
In our dynamic, I actually get more out of the tease than I do out of actually, you know, going through with anything mm-hmm. sexual.
I mean, honestly.
Right.
Right? No way.
Right.
And then she takes him down to the dungeon and puts a mask over his head and whips his legs.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, Fluffy.
Fluffy, if you're out there, I would have you as my slave, and
okay.
I wouldn't whip you.
But I think Fluffy wants.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what Fluffy's into.
All right, well, then I would whip him.
You're into whipping Fluffy?
I mean, I would if he okay. would rub my feet and bring me eggs.
Amen.
About an hour from now, we've got your tickets in the goodie bag section right up front at April Foolishness. We're looking for fan songs. Mm-hmm. So basically, you come up with an original song or rap, or you do a parody song or rap, whichever you'd like.
Which would you prefer?
Rap.
Okay.
Because I love it when our listeners rap, because they sound as bad as I do. And then an hour from now, we will take your calls and somebody will win tickets right up front. You get the VIP pre-party, you get the $100 Uber gift certificate and a t-shirt as well. Yesterday, Brad Williams was nice enough to fill in for you, Allie.
Nice.
Brad's on the phone now. Hey, Brad.
Good morning. How are you feeling, Allie?
Good. Why are you waking up early 2 days in a row? What's wrong with you?
He gets up at this time.
Oh, because of the baby?
Sucker.
Who would do that on purpose?
Sucker.
Now,
you know, for the lucrative high paying gigs of radio.
Ah, got it.
So, Brad, yesterday you found where was the list on Ranker?
Yeah, it said that March is the most common month to be dumped.
March is the most common month to be dumped.
Yeah,
and then we were trying to figure out why.
Once people are in a relationship, once they get to Thanksgiving. With Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's, there's like no good time to dump your partner.
So you just hang on until you can?
Yeah, because you don't want to dump someone right before Valentine's or there's plans for the New Year or for a holiday trip. So people just hang on and they're miserable for an extra 5 months and then they get dumped in March.
And we were talking also about how poorly people handle those situations,
mm-hmm.
how poorly people break up.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's really in a terrible way.
Like a post-it note.
Sure. Mm-hmm. We've heard that. We've, of course, hundreds of texts.
Sure.
People get broken up by text all the time.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to take your phone calls on. Bad breakups at 1-800-520-1067. We're almost out of March. So you're almost in the clear, people. Almost. Brad, what was the story you were telling us yesterday about the worst way you got broken up with? Or
worst way I got broken up with is I was dating a girl that was aspiring to get into show business, and she told me that she got on a reality show. I thought, hey, congratulations, wonderful. What show is it? And she said, Millionaire Matchmaker. And I go, oh, okay.
Were you aware of the show at that time?
Kinda. And okay. But I thought, you know what? It'll get you know, kind of on TV. Great.
Isn't that a dating show for rich people?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's going on a dating show.
Yes.
Okay.
So she goes on the dating show. She comes back and she goes, yeah, it went great. You know, nothing really happened. And I was like, awesome. So we kept dating. Then the show airs.
How much
on
later?
Her episode.
How much later?
Yeah, like two months later.
2 months
later. On her episode, she's going on a date with a millionaire. And one of the rules of Millionaire Matchmaker that the host stressed is never have sex on the first date.
Okay.
She stresses that. Apparently, my ex-girlfriend did not listen to that rule or was out of the room because it showed them essentially on camera having sex.
Oh.
And no mention of that up until this point. Why didn't she steer you away from watching that at all costs?
I don't know. Maybe she thought, like, you know how this business is.
Look,
sometimes similar things.
Sometimes you have to sleep with somebody on a show the
right.
first time.
Or she could have been like, they edited that.
Right?
I didn't do any of that,
that is
Brad.
Not me, Brad.
Sure. They totally edited the part where she's doing a confessional interview going, like, she told me not to have sex with him, but I did.
What the hell? Now, that's such a weird story because why would she then continue with you for 2 months knowing that was sort of coming out later?
I have no idea. You'd have to ask her.
Wow. Yeah, that's not the way to do it, people.
No.
I don't think you want to have your significant other see you on TV having sex.
Yeah.
It seems like it's a poor move.
But especially when I was telling all my friends, hey, watch my girl.
Oh, no.
Well, they watched.
Yes, they did.
Oh, they watched.
And I'll bet they texted you for months after that.
Still do.
All right. Excellent. All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks,
all right.
Guys.
Bye now. Let's see. Jenny from Walnut, California just texted us. You can also text us at 1-800-520-1067. Back when MySpace was a thing, I got broken up with one of those stupid bulletins you could post.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Was she taking off top friends? That's how you know it's real.
That's when it really sinks in.
Yes.
That things are going to go poorly for you. So bad breakups, 1-800-520-1067. You did the breaking up with or you got broken up with in a bad way. Allie, do you have any of these that you might want to mention?
No. All of mine have been pretty top shelf.
Okay.
I do have a friend that got ghosted completely.
Oh,
which
see,
is,
that's a terrible way to do it.
That's just a bad way to do it.
Yeah.
Sack up.
Just right.
You know,
don't not talk to somebody.
No.
If you're going to break up, break up.
Eventually they'll stop calling. Are you kidding? That's no way to live a life.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. Your call's next. All right. Just ahead of No Doubt, let's take one phone call. We're talking about bad breakups. We're going to start with Michelle in Los Angeles. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for holding. You had a bad breakup?
Oh, it was fantastically bad.
What happened?
So it was the weekend before a big Easter party with my boyfriend's family. He jumps into the shower, and I get a call from his new girlfriend letting me know that he is breaking up with me and that she's the new sizzling bacon in town and to move over sizzling.
I'm sorry, say that again? She's the new...
She's the new girlfriend, and she's the one letting me know that he's breaking up with me while he was in the shower.
Huh.
Do you think that was his plan or her plan?
Oh, it was all planned out, because as soon as I got off the phone with the new girlfriend, he completely confirmed it and said, yep, you've been replaced. She's the new one, so I need you to get your stuff and go ahead and get on out.
Do you just have really good water pressure?
Yeah, because why not take a shower someplace else? That doesn't make sense.
This was actually at his. No, this was at his place.
Oh,
I see. Wow.
Yeah.
So he's going to disappear into the shower, have his new girlfriend call you and inform you that you've been replaced.
Yeah.
And then all he has to do is step out of the shower and say, get out.
Yeah, he was a winner.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm going to say no, he wasn't a winner.
No.
I'm going to disagree with you on that one, Michelle.
Yeah, you know, he was not a breath of fresh air.
No, he was not. Mm-mm. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Calls and text 1-800-520-1067. We're talking about bad breakups. People seem to really do it poorly.
Mm-hmm.
It's too difficult to do right, I guess.
It isn't.
So you take a chicken's
just,
way out.
Yeah, it's just fear and cowardice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's say hi to Lewis, who is calling us from Studio City. Hi, Lewis.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Thanks for calling. Bad breakup?
Yeah, I had a really bad one. This was about 2 years ago. I was dating this girl who's she's a little bit younger than me. I was in my mid-40s, and she's 27 at the time.
Okay.
And she was supposed to come over for Thanksgiving dinner with my friend Kevin and his girlfriend and my mother. So I'm texting her, I'm calling her, she's not answering. And so finally we decide to have dinner, and then midway through dinner...
You can't say it that way. She sent a picture of someone's penis. She sent that.
Yeah, another male's penis.
Okay.
However, she's in the photo.
With the other guy. And she sent
right.
that to your mom?
Accidentally.
That is the weirdest Thanksgiving conversation ever.
Yeah. I can tell you that.
Okay. All right. So
I
that was it.
Definitely admit to that.
That was the end of your relationship.
I'm trying to call her back. She's not answering. And
you had no idea at this point that she had already moved on.
No. And I'm looking at the picture closely, and I recognize it to be an older male friend of her supposed friend.
Oh. You recognized
who's the music guy.
Wait, you recognized his
the
unit?
Background. What? No, I recognized the his place because I'd been there before.
You recognized his penis, didn't you? Admit it.
Yeah, I think I did.
All right.
Thank you for the call, Lewis. That's not what you want.
Not on Thanksgiving.
I feel like that's how you want to do it. All right, let's go to John in Whittier. Hi, John.
How's it going, sir?
Good, thanks.
Hi, good morning. Hi, Chip.
Good morning.
Okay, so me and my ex-girlfriend shared an apartment together. We weren't doing so well, so I moved out to give her space. We had a friend across the hall. One night, I went to his house to hang out. Late night, as I was walking out, I could hear her having sex with what is now her new husband.
Wow.
At like 4 o'clock in the morning. So the next day, I called, and I said, it's completely over. You know, bye. By the way, my name's not John, and I'm not from Whittier. I just don't want to embarrass her. She knows who she is.
Oh, well, I mean, you might as well finish that up. Nope. Okay.
All right.
I just thought I'd give him a chance. Casey wanted to. All right. Let's go to.
I like that he thought he was getting one up on her. Like, we're done because you're boning
right.
a guy.
You already have another guy that you're happy with that you're going to marry. You're gone. Let's go to Corey in Montclair. Hi, Corey.
Good morning.
Good morning. What happened?
So this was the rebound relationship in my early 20s after I had just broken up with my first serious boyfriend. And it was just the one where you ignore your gut the whole time and it kind of culminates in chaos and fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
I had found out earlier that day that he had taken money out of my purse. And I went to another friend's house, and it turns out there was another girl there, and he was cheating on me. So we were arguing about it in the middle of the street at, like, what, midnight or whatever, and he shoved me. And this is a 6'4". Samoan guy, huge, maybe 5'6", 150, and I punched him in the nose and broke it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Early 20s. A lot of rage.
Look at
day.
You.
And I know.
And I hope he didn't respond.
He did not.
All
he,
right.
He kind of turned and ran the other way, but I'm pretty sure I broke it because I heard the crunch, and I definitely felt it in my knuckles the next day.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to break a nose. That's fantastic. I mean, it's not fantastic. I'm sorry. It's not fantastic at all. It's terrible.
It wasn't right of me either, but he pretty much earned every single bit of it.
Yeah, sounds like it. All right, thank you, Corey, for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to Juan, who's calling us in Riverside. Hi, Juan.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What happened?
Hey.
I got in an argument, like a small little argument with my now ex-girlfriend. Then that same day, I had a family gathering. So she goes with me, and probably like an hour into it, she just stands up and like yells out, you know what, I'm done. I'm over this. And then she just walks out.
At the family gathering?
Yep. Wasn't embarrassing at all.
Oh, no. Well, at least you had your family there? Pick you back up.
Is that good?
I mean, yeah, we had drinks afterwards, but now that I think about it, I guess she had it planned because she drove that day. Normally, she never drives.
But why wouldn't she tell you in the car before you get out or something? Why does she come into the house with the family?
I guess if you go big or go home. And,
well, she went big.
All right. Went home.
And went home, both. She did both. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Diamond. I think we have time for one more. Hi, Diamond.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Okay, so when I was younger, I was like maybe 15. I had a boyfriend. We were together for 6 months, and I found out that he was cheating on me for all 6 months of it.
The whole six months, okay.
Yeah, the whole 6 months. And I was number 15, so there was a total of 15 of us that he was cheating on. So I went into his email, got all the information of all the other girls, and I told all of them that he was cheating on us. Got two of them, so there's a total of three of us, and we went to his house and confronted him. Waited for him to get home.
Wow.
Sat down on the couch.
That was a bad surprise for him.
Yeah. When he walked in, he saw all three of us lined up on the couch, and we tried to give him a chance to explain, and he just stood there like a deer in the headlights.
I mean, honestly, if I walk in and I see three girls who I'm having a relationship with, mm-hmm. I turn right around and go back outside.
Yeah, you're moving.
I don't care that it's my own house. I'm finding a new house, and I'm getting all new furniture. That just sounds terrible. Thank you for calling. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. And by the way, Saturday is Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. Sold out. Mm-hmm. We've got tickets in the goodie bag section, which is right up front with a VIP pre-party, and you get a T-shirt, and you get a $100 Uber gift certificate. And we're going to do that in about 8:15, just after 8:15 with fan songs. So you have to come up with a song or rap about why you need to be there. It can be original. It can be a parody, anything that you want to do. And we'll take your fan songs then, and we will give away a pair of tickets right up front for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. Allie McKay is back to work. We're happy for that. What's happening?
Well, apparently they put up a statue of David Bowie in England, and it was vandalized less than 48 hours after it went up.
Wow.
Somebody wound up spray painting, "Feed the Homeless First." So they were mad that money was spent on this piece of artwork to honor David Bowie. Well, it turns out it was a crowdfunding campaign that put up the statue. So now taxpayers will indeed have to pay for the cleanup of the person that was spray painting about not liking
I have no time for people who spray paint over other people.
That's what I'm saying,
right?
Kevin.
That's
you
ridiculous.
Hate it.
Hate it.
Hate it.
They're the worst.
But maybe, I don't know, maybe do a little research into what you're going to vandalize. What?
Make sure your vandalizing target
is
worthy.
Do a deep dive into what you're vandalizing. And if it turns out to be something that you never paid for through your tax dollars.
Right.
Maybe.
Don't vandalize.
Don't vandalize that.
Vandalize
something else.
But always vandalize.
I think that is what I'm saying.
Okay.
That is not what I'm saying, kids.
Tip.
Not what I'm saying at all. It is ridiculous. Hey, Turner Broadcasting is rolling out an all-sports streaming service, debuting in April. Did you know about this?
No, I did not.
It is Bleacher Report Live. They're going to feature thousands of hours of live sports, including NBA games, 65 different NCAA championship games, and UEFA Champions League.
How dare
soccer?
You? It's the biggest tournament in the world other than World Cup. UEFA Champions League.
Oh, it's UEFA?
Yeah.
So not UEFA?
It's spelled that way, yeah.
All right, UEFA Champions League soccer.
Yes.
How did you not know this then if it's
I
a big soccer deal?
I mean, I find places to find those games elsewhere, but
yeah.
This would be cool.
Yeah, and you can get it on an app as well. They're going to roll that out on April 7th. But the network says the service is going to be free for its first few months, then later different ways to purchase individual games on its app. That's what they always do.
Right,
they give you that taste.
Yep, the first hit of drugs is always free.
Yep, keeps it coming back.
Bastards.
Goodness gracious. You heard about this, the Voyage of Dr. Doolittle movie?
No.
Well, Robert Downey Jr. has announced the cast for this upcoming film. It's going to be a live-action film along with, you know, some voice actors as well. He's going to play the Doctor, Dr. Doolittle. Are you ready for this cast?
Sure.
Michael Sheen, Antonio Banderas, Selena Gomez, Tom Holland, Emma Thompson, Ralph Fiennes, Kumail Nanjiani, Octavia Spencer, John Cena, Rami Malek, Craig Robinson. What?
Wow.
What?
That's fantastic.
That is nuts. And we have to wait a year, though. April 12th, 2019. But that's quite the cast.
That is impressive.
Some obviously playing live-action roles, some just doing the voices, but my goodness.
I feel like it's a lot easier to get a great cast if some of them are just doing voice roles.
Oh, sure.
Because that's pretty easy work, I would think.
Oh, Don't let voiceover people
hear. I mean, a lot less time is what I meant.
Okay,
a
time less consuming. Time. Yes. A lot less time consuming.
That's what I meant, sure.
Okay.
That is what I meant.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
I just
make sure.
Don't want you having to deal with voice actors. They're rambunctious.
They're an uppity group?
Wow, again.
I'm just asking.
Jeez.
I'm trying to figure out what you're saying.
Happy birthday, Derek Carr, Vince Vaughn, Julia Stiles, Nick Frost, Reba McEntire, and
Lady Gaga!
Lady Gaga. That's what's happening.
I guess we can open up the phone lines now. If you'd like to call 1-800-520-1067 for April Foolishness in the goodie bag section. Right up front, you get the VIP pre-party, you get the t-shirt, and you get the $100 Uber gift certificate. And we're going to give away that for a fan song, best fan song.
Yeah.
You make up a song, you sing it. Can be a parody, it can be an original, whatever you want it to be. You explain to us why you need to be there Saturday night. Mm-hmm. It's sold out. You can't buy any tickets, but we will give some tickets away coming up. Right now it's time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. They're so stupid. They're so dumb. I can't believe how dumb. Does anyone find it a little ironic that Kevin Ryder is hosting this bit? Yes, people are dumb.
Are you? I need to pre-listen to those things.
Yeah.
First story comes out of Hawaii. A man who ended up wedged between two Hawaii buildings for more than 3 hours said he was chasing a baseball. Michael Anthony Maggiacomo was rescued Friday from between the exterior walls of a Walgreens and Herald College's parking structure in Honolulu. He said he was bouncing a baseball on top of Herald College Plaza when it got away from him.
Okay.
This is like the sixth ball, so I think, okay, I got to go down and get these, said Maggiacomo, who's known to locals as Baseball Mike. I can tell you that everybody in the neighborhood hates Baseball Mike.
They do.
Because he's bouncing balls off of everything. Maggiacomo said he decided to shimmy down between two walls, even though the space was only 9 inches.
What?
He looked at it. It was right.
No.
He said, I saw that it was skinny at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
But I'm really, really skinny.
Okay.
He said. He was about 15 feet from the bottom when he felt the space narrowing. That's when he learned, uh-oh, but hey, I'm down here to get a baseball, so I've got to go lower. Firefighters soon arrived. They used drills and hammers to break through a tile wall, then a full concrete slab, then a concrete slab supported with rebar, a process that took more than 3 hours. Maggiacomo said, I knew they were there, but I was like, I'm dying. And there's a point where you just tap out. You just literally tap out.
Baseball Mike gave up.
Maggiacomo was taken to the hospital in serious condition.
Oh, no.
But is recovering from his ordeal. He says, I'm just happy to be here.
People are dumb when you chase a baseball and get stuck in a wall. Oh, my God, you're dumb. I really wish you would have tapped out for us. This is another reason why baseball sucks. Yes, people are dumb.
The next story comes out of Evansville, Indiana. People say a 19-year-old Indiana man took a cab, and we've heard many stories like this. A 19-year-old Indiana man took a cab to and from a bank robbery, paid the driver with some of the stolen cash.
Okay.
Derek Faria was arrested less than an hour after Thursday's robbery in Evansville. Faria reportedly passed the teller a note demanding money. He didn't show a weapon, but he got some money. The cab dropped him off. Called the police, gave them his address. Fry is being held at the county jail on charges of robbery and possession of drug paraphernalia.
People are dumb. You don't take a cab to a robbery and then pay them with the stolen cash. But if you do, you don't go home for a bit. You get out of town. You make a run for it. Yes, people are dumb.
4 years ago, Bradley Hardison gained national attention after he won first place in a police-sponsored donut-eating contest, helping the police find and arrest him for earlier crimes that he had committed. In 2014, he won the donut-eating contest at the Elizabeth City Police Department National Night Out Against Crime. He ate 8 glazed donuts in 2 minutes. How's that a record?
Right.
Not even good. The police had been looking for Hardison for months as a suspect for at least three break-ins going back to 2013. After winning the contest, the police arrested him. Now, he's been charged again, this time with robbing a donut shop.
Oh, come on.
Hardison, 27, was charged Thursday with felony breaking and entering, felony safe cracking, and felony larceny of Dunkin' Donuts last November. Hardison is being held on $7,000 bond on the latest charges.
People are dumb. This guy really loves his donuts. Are you sure it wasn't Homer Simpson?
And finally, what's the lottery up to? $500 million?
Over $500 million.
A Fort Myers cashier has been busted for keeping a customer's winning lottery ticket. The Florida Lottery Commission said Christelle Baton thought she was scamming a player out of $600, but it was actually an agent working undercover.
Oh, no.
They go in and they buy tickets and they make sure everything's running smoothly. So she was working the register to Winn-Dixie Liquors when the customer came up with a winning ticket. She scanned it. She realized it was worth $600. But instead of telling him that, investigators said she quietly pulled $5 out of her purse and said, "Congratulations, your ticket was worth $5.
Oh, no.
Soon after, the undercover agent working for the lottery security division went back to bust her. Authorities said it was part of an integrity investigation. Random visits the lottery commission makes to sellers to make sure that the game is being played correctly. And so she was arrested for stealing a winning lottery ticket. People are dumb.
People are dumb. Don't steal a lotto ticket. Now you're off to jail. You should have done a quick pick.
Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness is Saturday. We've got tickets in the goodie bag section for your April Foolishness fan songs.
Foolish fan songs. Foolish fan songs. Foolish fan songs is on Comedy. Foolish fan songs. Foolish fan songs. Foolish fan songs is on VIP party. Foolish fan songs. Foolish fan songs. Foolish fan songs is on April Foolishness.
Oh, it's a new sexy Omar. All right, we're taking your songs. You can be parodies, they can be originals, whatever you want to be. Let's start with, is it possible that it's Pleef? Is it possible that your name is Pleef?
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 Oh, Pleef.
Pleef. Pleef. Okay.
That was close enough.
Close enough. Right, Pleef from Chatsworth. You going to do an original or a parody?
I guess it's original. Okay. The radio edit here.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Kevin and Bean, I love you. And Allie, too, and the rest of you. Please let me go to the show. I hope it doesn't snow. That's what's up for show. Booyah.
I mean, he did rhyme
Foolish
snow.
Man songs is on.
Yeah.
Show.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he ended it with a very weak booyah.
Oh.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Carlos in Corona. Hi, Carlos.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
We're good. You ready for your fan song?
Yeah, I'm ready, man. Whatever it takes, Imagine Dragons.
Okay, here we go.
Everybody waiting for the time to call. Want to go see Adam Devine? Please, Ali, let me be the one. I was born for this, April Foolishness. I want to be your pick. Kevin, don't be a dick. Seats for me and my chick. We want to go see Fluffy. Now, whatever it takes. That's it.
I mean, Carlos, you had a pretty good flow there.
Sure. I mean, you came at me, but all right.
Didn't matter. The flow was good.
I don't blame you.
I'll allow it.
Okay, it's good. Hold on, Carlos.
Fan songs is on.
All right, let's go to Amber in Covina. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
Thanks for calling and for holding on.
Thank you.
All right, what are you going to do?
I'm going to do a parody.
Okay.
Okay, that'll be hard to follow, but here we go. I need a break. I need a break. I need a break from my two small kids. Yes, they are great, but I want to laugh. I want to laugh. I pee my pants. This song would be better if I got some sleep.
Wow. That's such a sad ending.
That is a sad song.
I respect it.
Way to end it on a downer.
Oh.
All right. Amber, you're the best. Hold on. If we don't get a clear winner, we're just going to do a drawing from everybody, so
right. Everybody
has sort of the same chance. Francisco is calling us from East Los Angeles. Hi, Francisco.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Thank you for listening. Thank you for holding. Are you going to do an original or a parody?
It's going to be a rap.
A rap.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's Francisco.
Okay. Right. 6 in the morning, Kevin being at my door with tickets to the April Foolishness show. Saturday night, it's going to be so lit. The Fluffy man is going to kill it. going to pre-party at the Yard House, yo, so you know I'll be laughing through the whole comedy show. Yay, yay.
Foolish fan songs. Huh. My favorite part? Yeah, yeah. All right, hold on. Let's go to Sergio from Alhambra. Hi, Sergio.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We are good. How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you for listening and holding. What song are you going to do, an original or a parody?
I'm going to do a parody of Aerosmith. I don't want to miss a thing.
All right. Wasn't expecting that, but let's hear it.
I will spend my life trying to win these tickets. I will laugh while Brad is speaking. I think about Fluffy when I'm dreaming. I will love my life in the goodie bag section.
I'm sorry, the phone's ringing. Hold on.
Oh,
I mean, it was really it was good and all, but I don't have any control over the phone ringing.
Oh, no.
Let's go to Cassie in Los Angeles. Hi, Cassie.
Hi, guys.
Aren't you happy to go after Sergio?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I am. Thank you. And I'm going to change it up. I'm a nanny. So this is why this song is in my wheelhouse right now.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. It makes me very happy to see the show because I love you guys and I really want to go. Tootsie, Fluffy, Brad, Brian, Jeff, Sarah, and Mike. It would not just make a day, you'd make my entire life.
Very nice. Very nice. And good clapping along with it. Hold on. All right. This is going to be tough to choose, I think.
Yeah.
Let's go to Josh in Whittier. Hi, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thank you. What are you going to do? You going to do a original, a parody? What are you going to do?
I'm going to try to do an original rap to bring what you guys wanted to the table.
Original rap. All right. Go ahead.
Live on Kevin and Bean to see the best comedians you've seen. April Foolishness, this is a show I can't miss. I'm really, really poor. Help me walk through that door. I need to see Fluffy writing. This was a toughie. I wish I was funny. I'd make more money. I hope I win this because if not, I'd feel dissed. Thank you for your time, and I hope you enjoy my rhyme. Yeah, boy!
Oh, wow. Came strong at the end.
Really came strong, yeah. Foolish fan songs is on. All right, we have time for one more, and it's going to be Pedro in Los Angeles. Hi, Pedro.
Hey there, good morning.
Good morning. You going to do an original or a parody?
I'm going to do a parody of your parody, People Are Strange.
Oh, okay. Wow. So we did People Are Dumb to People Are Strange, and you're going to do a parody of that.
Exactly.
All right, go ahead.
I need some tickets to the show. April Foolishness will be lots of fun at the show. Comedians will make us laugh with their jokes, and we will have a great time. At this show, we will laugh our butts off. That's it.
All right. Foolish fan songs
is on. I mean, I got to tell you, I don't know.
Oof.
I have a light favorite.
I have a light favorite as well.
If they're the same, that person will win.
Is yours online too?
Mine is online too, yes.
Okay.
Even though he dissed me. congratulations, Carlos.
Thanks. Don't worry about Kev, dog. I love you too, man.
No worries. Congratulations. You got tickets in the goodie bag section. You got the t-shirt, the free VIP party, and you'll get to see all of the comedians on Saturday night. Thanks for playing the game, and thanks for listening to our show. Foolish fan songs. Foolish fan songs. Foolish fan songs is on April Foolishness. Meanwhile, last night at Dodger Stadium.
Uh-oh, we got a sprinkler malfunction here. This is the baseball god's way of saying enough of spring training. Right. Let's play the real thing.
Or don't play the real thing at all. Here's the thing. Sprinkler malfunction. There was a giant pool near third base. And guys were walking through it because they thought it was water.
Okay.
And then they took squeegee brooms out and they were trying to get it off the field. And it turns out that it was sewage.
So poop?
Poo water.
Poo water.
Was on the field.
No.
And so they called the game like two outs into the fifth inning because of poo water. That happened.
That is.
That's how spring training ended. Opening day is tomorrow.
Good. No. I mean, they've got to fix that.
Poo water.
Right?
Yes.
Oh.
That seems bad.
What if you're just jogging through it and then some like hits you on the lip?
Oh, man.
I'm just saying.
Right. I'm just saying. This is why you don't play baseball, people.
I don't think that's why
that's
you don't
why
play
I'm
baseball.
Saying. Oh, okay. 854, Allie's here with What's Happening.
Well, what's happening is I want to give something away. to you lovely people listening right now that would like to go and see an advanced screening of A Quiet Place.
Yay!
Yeah, it's going to take place at ArcLight Hollywood on April the 3rd. The movie comes out in theaters 3 days later on April the 6th. If you haven't seen previews for this, good Lord, the trailer. It's Emily Blunt, John Krasinski, and it's a horror movie, a thriller, if you will, where they have to be as quiet as possible, this family, navigate their lives in silence. Why? Because they're being hunted anytime they make noise. What?
Yeah, don't you leave?
Be a short movie.
Yeah, be a really short movie.
I'm saying they're trying to be completely silent, and the poor kid drops a little toy.
Right?
And they get attacked.
That's why you don't have kids. Just dropping toys, making noise, then they're hunted.
We got a winner!
I don't think we do just yet. But the number to call, 1-800-520-1067. And five winners are going to get a pair of passes to K-Rock's advanced screening of A Quiet Place at ArcLight Hollywood on April the 3rd. Let's take callers 20 through 24 right now. 1-800-520-1067. Hey, remember the Corey Feldman story I brought you earlier in the show?
Yes, that was not true.
Well, it's a bizarre story.
Yeah.
He says that he was at a stoplight in Reseda. Of course, then a different story says he's in front of a house, so whatever. Here's what Corey says happened. He was in his car with the security guard when three men approached his car. He says while the security guard was distracted by the three guys, another car pulled up, an attacker jumped out, stabbed him, and fled the scene. So he's been tweeting from his hospital bed pictures of himself.
Right.
Articles that said that he was stabbed by a thug. All of these things. LAPD spokesman Luis Garcia says that there are no injuries, not even superficial scratches.
Well, what? So
there's, quote, there is no indication of a laceration. Then when he was asked once more for clarity that Feldman claims he was stabbed, but there's no injury, Garcia responded, correct. So did he make this whole thing up?
Well, clearly he made the story up because he's sitting in his car with a security guard. First of all, Corey Feldman does not have a security guard.
Well, Corey Feldman claims that he is being harassed and getting death threats because he hopes to name all of the pedophiles in Hollywood.
I see.
He's also trying to crowdfund a movie where he names the pedophiles, which you say to yourself, hey, Corey, if you know the names of pedophiles,
go ahead.
F you. Name them.
Name them to the police.
Stop trying to make money to then get a movie going.
Oh, that's such a big liar.
Yeah, he's
shaky at best.
A bit off with this, but yeah, you weren't really sure if it was indeed someone just running around stabbing people, right?
Well, I mean.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Then you got Vanilla Ice on the loose. He's got a knife. Everybody's running. He's going to stab people.
Because he stabbed people.
Hold on a sec. What's Kevin talking about?
I don't know. Vanilla Ice? Let's find out. Let's get more. Why is Vanilla Ice going to stab people?
Nope.
No, he stole some stuff.
He stole like a pool heater and a couch and stuff out of a vacant house.
What are you
house?
Talking about, Kevin?
I was thinking of
stab anybody.
Screech.
You were thinking of Screech?
Thinking of Screech?
You were confusing Vanilla Ice?
Not even a singer.
With the guy from Saved by the Bell?
Yes, I was. Yeah.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Remember that?
Sure do. Thanks for bringing it back.
Those are good times. So, yeah, no word on what's happening here, but it's all very bizarre, shaky.
How often did the police come out and make a statement? There was no stabbing.
Yeah. Well, they don't know if there was no stabbing.
There was no stab wound.
Yeah, there were no lacerations, no indication of any superficial scratches either.
You liar!
Either that dude had a horrible knife, or Corey's a bit out to lunch.
He's wacko anyway, but I mean, to say that he had a security guard in the car and three guys walked up and distracted
him? Seems like quite the story.
Yeah, it just doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. And if you were stabbed, are you tweeting it from your hospital bed, taking pictures?
I mean, he needs whatever he can get.
Maybe.
This is probably a well thought out plan for quite some time. Mm. He's forgot about the stab wound part.
He's like, oh, that's what I didn't follow through on.
I knew there was something I forgot.
Quick, someone. And if you missed it, no winner in last night's drawing for the Mega Millions lottery. That means Friday night's drawing valued at $502 million. That's a $301 million cash value. If you decide, I don't want those installments, I just want the whole shebang. $301 million.
I think that'd be all right.
I think I'd be all for it.
Yeah.
And I hope that somebody wins and that somebody looks like me and is me. Birthdays for you. Nick Frost, Julia Stiles, Vince Vaughn, Raiders quarterback Derek Carr, singers Reba McEntire, and Lady Gaga! That's what's happening.
Congratulations, Michael Gutierrez from North Hollywood just got tickets to See Rise Against and AFI and Anti-Flag at Five Point Amphitheater September 30th and also qualified to see them in Moscow, Russia, on June 12th. Your chance to win, again, is coming up at noon, 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. here on K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:36. Allie is here with our final look at what's happening for today.
Steven Spielberg. Carl's Jr.
Right?
I don't know who to believe anymore. But Carl's Jr. wanted to change the name of one of their burgers to the Spielburger.
Right.
And, Steven Spielberg was not down for that. They even showed up to Amblin Entertainment with a bunch of burgers to try and persuade him to come to their side. Let's change the name.
Yeah.
They even left a note on his car saying, hey, couldn't get in, couldn't chat with you, but here's what we want. And finally, Steven Spielberg has addressed it.
Hey there. It's recently come to my attention that Carl's Jr. wants to rename the charbroiled sliders Spielburgers, and they're pretty good, but I'm passing. Cease and desist. Can't do it. Sorry, guys.
And I brought up, oh, man, poor Spielberg. He's like, now I have to do this in order to promote my movie. Warner Brothers is in on it, tweeting Carl's Jr. He's having to tweet this video. And somebody emailed me a really good point. Oh, yeah, that would definitely be the first time Spielberg sold out. Nothing about Reese's Pieces or anything in E.T. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I never even thought about that product placement.
Yeah, but he wasn't really. It made sense then, and you didn't think of it in those days as product placement.
Right.
But now that you know so much about it, you go, okay, so Carl's Jr.'s a sponsor, and he had to make a video and play along with
right.
it, and blah, blah, blah.
Now I'm doubting everything about E.T., right?
Well, the alien was real.
Yeah, well, yeah, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
You could really fly on your bike.
Yes.
With him in the basket.
And Elliot was real.
Oh, Elliot.
Yeah.
Did you have a crush on him in elementary school like I did?
I didn't.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Zachary Quinto, who we all know him from every single one of his great shows, but most people know him as Spock from the Star Trek movies. He was in Starbucks in Ann Arbor, Michigan. He was shooting a movie and decided that he would just dip in, get a coffee. But he did something a little bit odd. He gave the name Josh to the barista. Because they say, what's your name? Mm-hmm. And then they write it.
Right.
And he was called out. And he was called out on the Late Late Show because they wound up reading this tweet to sweet Zachary Quinto that says, Zachary Quinto thinks he can come into my Starbucks, use the fake name Josh for his order, and not get recognized. And then said, check your eyebrows, because he has very distinctive
eyebrows. Yes, he does.
Eyebrows,
that is true.
Which I thought was so funny. And so he wound up saying on the show, listen, I just ducked in. I felt like saying the name Josh. Maybe people wouldn't know it was me. I didn't think anyone was really listening. And
right.
then he realized, he goes, but there was a woman on a laptop kind of snickering at me. That was probably this woman, Sophie. I just thought that was so funny. Like, she straight up busted you as it was happening.
That's funny.
That's just a good time.
I don't blame him, by the way, for just wanting to
at all
dip in and give him a false name and get out.
At all. And James Corden made a joke that I thought was pretty funny. He said, actually, Josh is probably closer to your name than what they would have come up with had you said Zachary.
Oh, true.
Because they have a way of just writing the most random names which, remember, Conspiracy Alley thinks that's all on purpose.
Right, sure.
It's a whole different situation. And speaking of James Corden, CBS has picked up another one of James Corden's Carpool Karaoke primetime specials. It's going to air April 23rd at 10 p.m., but the latest special will not only include the Carpool Karaoke segments, but also a look back at some of his favorite Late Late Show moments, along with a couple of the Crosswalk the Musical segments as well. No word yet on which of Corden's guests will be joining him for the special. But I'm all in.
He's fun.
He's so good.
He is.
He really is. If you want to get happy, you just need to go to a concert. A new study shows that watching live music is better for your well-being than yoga.
Right?
Volunteers wore heart rate monitors to a concert by British singer Paloma Faith, and then a yoga session, and then also walking their dog. After just 20 minutes of the live show, the folks that had their moods boosted by 21%. The yoga people, only a 10% mood boost. And the dog walkers only felt 7% happier.
Right.
However, you're going to need to keep going to live shows once every 2 weeks to
I'm
keep those
levels
up. I'm fine
with that. I love going to live shows.
Yeah, you are.
You
right?
know, goat whore. Plus 25% mood.
Whoa. Whoa.
Right?
What if you are allowed to bring your dog to a live show?
Nope.
And then you can maybe, like, do a yoga pose.
Nope.
Would your head explode from so much
Too much
happiness?
Probably.
It's possible.
It's not possible.
It is not possible.
Do not start bringing dogs to concerts.
Okay.
I just think we should say that today, you know, after the goat on the bus.
Oh, was that a thing? new festival alert. This one is the 2018 Pilgrimage Festival. It's running September 22nd and 23rd in Franklin, Tennessee. Listen to this lineup. Jack White, Chris Stapleton, Lionel Richie, Hozier, Bleachers, Brandi Carlile, Counting Crows.
That's a weird lineup.
All right. Franklin, Tennessee.
I don't hate it, but that's a weird, like, eclectic lineup.
It certainly is, yeah. Lionel Richie? Just dancing on the ceiling?
Right.
Chris Stapleton? Was he dancing on the ceiling, Lionel Richie?
Yes.
Okay. Chris Stapleton? Huge country guy, but
don't know
like
him.
Super bluesy, super good.
Okay.
Jack White?
Know him? Great.
I'm just naming the bands and describing them.
Yep.
Bleachers? Real good?
I'd like a review of every band, please.
Think of their major hit right now. Hozier, the Take Me to Church, right?
Right.
Counting Crows. Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with Black Crows, two different bands.
Right.
This guy had the dreadlocks and dated Courtney Cox for a bit. Mm-hmm. He dated like everyone in Hollywood. The guy Adam.
What's happening
Andy,
right now? Adam.
Aaron.
Hard to tell.
Adam.
Yeah, it was Adam.
Adam, yeah. He dated everyone in Hollywood.
For
right?
some reason, the only last name that's coming is wrong, and it's Horowitz. That's the only name that's coming to my head. That's not right.
Adam from Counting Crows.
Yes.
What is his last name?
It doesn't matter.
It does, though.
I mean, okay.
Anyone listening in the other room? Four people?
Do you really want me to answer this?
Yeah.
Duritz.
Adam Duritz, of course.
All right.
Of
cool.
course.
Yeah.
Stupid.
That was fun.
Stupid.
Just seeing if you guys are listening. Thank you so much for listening. Some birthdays for you. We have got Derek Carr from the Raiders, Vince Vaughn from Funny Movies, Julia Stiles, Nick Frost, Reba McEntire, and Lady Gaga! Lady Gaga. That's what's happening.
Thank you, LA, and you drive home tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show. We talk to Dr. Drew like we do on Thursdays. We're going to talk to Mama Muggs because it's opening Dodger Day. We didn't dare talk to her during the playoffs last year.
We did that for you guys, by the way.
For Dodger fans, yeah, because you all did not want her to jinx things, and we did not want to hear her gloat ever if the Dodgers lost. So we're thinking opening day. All right, let's get a preview of the season for Mama Muggs, and she can tell us that she was wrong last year, and that'll be fun. And we've also got Mike Shinoda coming in to talk about his solo work and some of the shows that he's going to be performing at. And we've got your tickets for the goodie bag section of the sold-out Kevin and Bean April Foolishness as well tomorrow morning.